To some, God and Jesus may appeal in a way other than to us. Some may come to faith in God and to love without a conscious attachment to Jesus. Both nature and good men besides Jesus may lead us to God. They who seek God with all their hearts must, however, someday on their way, meet Jesus. Be led in prayer by Jimmy Munsinger.
Will you join with me in prayer? Father, once again, we have come to this chapel at this hour of the morning. And as we are gathered here, may we search our hearts and examine why. Father, we know the purpose of meeting here is to worship. And may this truly be what we do here today. And Father, we know that there are times when the studies, the strain of preparing to do your work, seems to be more than we can bear. In times like this, we often lose our vision of just why we are here, what we are doing. Father, we would ask this morning that you give us new insight into why we are here. May we truly strive to serve you in everything that we do, whether it be through studies, through student activities, or whatever. Today, Father, we would ask that may there come about on this campus a true Christian fellowship, not a fellowship in the loose term of the word, but a fellowship which expresses itself in love, concern, and understanding for one another. And Father, while we ask that this campus may have this fellowship, we realize that we need to carry this out into the world as we serve you daily. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
The purpose of this chapel program is to present to the students, the members of the Student Coordinating Council, and tell somewhat of the scope of their functions. It seems that people had plans for the weekend, and they left early, most of them. However, we will present who we have here. To present them, we have the chairman of the SCC, Mr. Ingram Johnson.
I think I scared Sherman to death a while ago. I was almost late coming in myself. As he has said, there are several who are absent for various reasons. We should like to introduce to you, however, by name at least, the members, officers of our Student Coordinating Council for this year. Our Vice Chairman, I'm sure you all know him, Mr. Jim Winslow. Our Secretary, Joe Coltrane. Our committee officers, our Athletic Chairman is Dell Brunson. Our Chapel Chairman, Sherman Lewis. Chairman of our Drama Committee is Lynn Ogburn. Our Extension Committee is headed by Wayne Brown. Our Music Committee this year is in the charge of Mr. David Norris. Our Social Chairman, Ms. Peggy Poor. Our Welfare Chairman, Judy Herring. Our Ethics Chairman, John Kelly. Our class representatives for this year, and these may be of special interest to some of you. Our junior representatives who were recently elected, Ms. Sharon Rosenberg, Mr. Harold Anderson, Mr. Don Ledbetter. Our middler representatives, Mr. Jim Munsinger, Bob Page, Roy Tucker. Our certificate representative, Eugene Land. Our senior representatives are Skip Coleman, Sherry Dixon, and Wayne Robinson. These officers have served thus far this year on your Student Coordinating Council, will continue to serve until the end of this year. It has been brought to my attention as chairman of this organization that the duties and responsibilities of each of these officers are not clear to some of us. These are listed, may I make this clear, they are listed in our student handbook. This handbook will be coming out again very shortly. These officers are listed with the duties of each. Very briefly, may I run through these for you so that you will know which committee is in charge of which duties. The general chairman shall preside over all meetings of the Student Coordinating Council. He will be responsible for the execution of its duties and shall call special meetings as needed. The vice chairman, he shall preside in the absence of the general chairman and be responsible for assisting the Department of Public Relations in the publication of the yearbook. In the execution of the latter duty, he may feel free to select assistants. Our secretary shall keep the minutes of all meetings and keep on file all records of this organization. He shall conduct all correspondence and keep all funds and records of such. Our class representatives, to our junior class representatives, this may be especially important. These officers shall represent their respective classes. They shall have authority to call meetings of their classes when needed. Class officers, this is your responsibility. You are responsible for the members of your class and for what they do. Our dramatics organization, this committee shall sponsor religious plays, skits, and other related activities to aid in the development of poise, active, and speaking ability on the part of students and their wives. Our athletic committee shall provide, promote, and publicize adequate forms of relaxation and exercise for the students' mental and physical development. I'm sure this committee is doing a fine job. As far as the relaxation, I'm not sure. If any of you are playing football, I'm not sure if either you're relaxing or not. Our ethics committee shall attempt to promote the best ethical relations among the students and between the students and faculty. Our devotional chairman shall be concerned with strengthening the devotional life of each student. This may be accomplished through chapel services, etc. Our social committee shall promote those activities which develop the social life of the students and faculty and create a spirit of Christian fellowship. Our music committee shall promote music as an aid to worship in this seminary. Our welfare committee shall promote the general welfare of the student body in any way possible. It shall be concerned with such problems as housing, employment, and financial difficulties of our students. Our extension committee shall be an intermediary between the students and the churches, institution, and other similar activities. This will basically give you an idea of what your Student Coordinating Council is to do. These are our responsibilities. I would like to thank each member of this governing body for the cooperation, for the enthusiasm which they have shown. I think we have not solved all the problems in this seminary family. I think we have realized what some of the problems are. These members are dedicated to serving you. I am convinced that they are dedicated young men and women. I thank each one of them for their cooperation and enthusiasm. I thank each one of you personally for the interest and enthusiasm that you have shown in what we have tried to do thus far. I encourage every member of this student body to become actively involved in what goes on here. I have been greatly encouraged recently by the enthusiasm shown by many of our students in the activities that have been planned. Even the national elections have shown more enthusiasm here than I have seen in a good while. This is the type of interest and brotherhood that we need. I thank you. There have been some who have brought their problems, suggestions, congratulations, and gripes to us as members of this council. And we welcome each one of these, even the gripes. This is what we are here for. When we represent you, we represent your feelings. We want to know your feelings. We like to know where you stand. Therefore, we know how to represent you, how to help you learn to live and work with our fellow students. There is, however, I'm afraid, an element here which is not healthy altogether. We receive much of our information through the grapevine. I heard that so-and-so said so-and-so, and there's a feeling in the dorm that there may be this attitude. Students, may I impress upon you, bring your feelings to us. If you have suggestions, we are wide open for these at all times. If you have gripes, we are wide open for these. I have not met any of members of our faculty, administration, or student body yet who have the infallible word on anything. When I do, I'm going to get worried. But if you have an honest criticism, let us know about it. Don't talk about us, talk to us. We represent you. Let us not forget this. There's a very definite feeling on this campus, I am sure. I have witnessed it, you have. There's a very definite element in this school. The students are very conservative. I'm sure you've seen this. It's no great shock. I think this may be indicative of our whole country. Since I've been here, I have not seen such an element this strongly organized. Our whole country seems to be taking a swing toward the conservative side. Our student body, I think, is indicative of this. We want this group to remember that we represent you as your student coordinating council. You're not just somebody out in left field. You are a student here. You are a member of this student body. There is also on this campus a very definite liberal element. I'm sure all of you are aware of this. May I say to each one of you who fit into this category that you are also a student in this seminary. We also represent you. This is no easy matter. When you are dealing with the feelings and emotions of individuals within a student body, you must consider all the feelings. For that reason, this Student Coordinating Council, although it is made up of individuals with individual feelings, as a student body, government organization, we shall not, we will not represent any one group within this seminary family. We represent every student here. We will strive to work for every individual here. May this be crystal clear in your minds. No matter where you stand theologically, you have representatives on your student body. as a body, we will not be labeled. We live in a society today where labels, stereotypes are pinned to almost everything. We will not be labeled as liberal, conservative, or otherwise. We stand open to you as a student body. I think that a word here needs to be said. I hesitate to say it, but I cannot say otherwise. There is a feeling, no matter how slight, within our student body, a slight hostility between these groups. This makes me very sad and very concerned. Let us remember, as members of this student body, that all of us are here for the same purpose. We work together, we go to class together, we eat together. Let us now stand together. As I have said, no matter where you stand theologically, you are here as a member of a student body. I urge you to work within this framework. It is time for us to put aside our petty personal feelings at this point. Learn to work together in the brotherhood and the love that this student body can afford each of us. I think we have put this off long enough. Dr. Binkley very wisely told our junior class at the beginning of the year that we're all here for the same purpose. He reminded them not to forget this. He put himself into the same category. He said, we're all here to learn together. Although there are those here who are instructors, they also, in turn, are here to learn. We are all learners from the one source of all knowledge. We are all still learning about the one that we seek to find. As members of the student body, shall we work together toward this goal? We may disagree wholeheartedly. You may disagree with everything I say. I very well may disagree with you. But let us not forget that together we can work out our differences. As I see Christianity, there is room for disagreement. As we have individuals, we have differences of opinion. But within the framework of Christianity, there is room for disagreement and yet love between the two. May we not forget this. And may we together stand, disagree though we may, but ultimately may we stand together in that inseparable bond of the love of God in Jesus Christ. In this spirit, may we stand together for prayer. Almighty God, our Father, we submit at this time our wills so that thy will may be done through us. Help us to stand together as one body. Although we are weak as individuals, though we are different as day and night, help us to realize that through thy love and through thy grace, we all must stand together for the good of thy kingdom. Help us to forget our personal desires, wishes, to be concerned only with thy will, Help us to know that the love of God shown to us through Jesus Christ must be shown as we work together as brothers in Christ. Help us in every phase of our student life, that we may give it all we have, that we may show the enthusiasm of the Christians of the time of Christ. Let us know just a little spark of this love which they so greatly exemplified. Help us to love one another for Christ's sake. Amen.